الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, in the time that I have, I will address 5 issues. Issue number 1, brothers, is the big night, the 15th night of Sha'ban. We, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, accept it. It is one of the significant auspicious night of the Islamic calendar. It is not mentioned in the Noble Quran, but definitely it is mentioned in several ahadith. The honorable ulama and students, try and make mental notes of this. It will help you in life. Sheikh Nasiruddin Albani, rahimahullah, who all the Arab ulama accept as well, he was a scholar of hadith. In his Silsila Ahadith Sahiha, the encyclopedia he compiled, in the 3rd volume, Hadith number 1144, Silsila Ahadith Sahiha, volume 3, Hadith number 1144, he cited and mentioned the following hadith. Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was considered as one of the great muftis among the sahaba, a'alamuhum bil halal wal haram. He reports Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yattali'u Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala laylatul nisfi fi shaban ila khalqihi. Almighty Allah jalla wa ala, on the 15th night of Shaban, glances and looks at his creation. And then, فَيَغْفِرُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ, Almighty Allah forgives the entire creation, إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكْ أَوْ مُشَاحٍ, except a person who's a non-Muslim, or people who harbor enmity, hatred, rancor, malice in their hearts. We have severed ties with people. No more salam. So brothers, we still have the time, the opportunity. Instead of waiting for the other person to take the initiative on this Mubarak day, in this Mubarak month, in this Mubarak place, let us make that firm resolution within our hearts. For the love of Allah, I will contact that person. We have all our social media. You send the WhatsApp message, SMS, phone the person, and say, brother, I make salam to you. It is a big night tomorrow night. Please forgive me. It should not just become a custom and a tradition. It should be from the bottom of our hearts. When we ourselves have severed ties, brother, brother are not speaking. Family members are not speaking. Surah 47 verses 22, 23. Because today I'm a big shot. I have 5 million, 100 million. The way I walk, the way I talk, I'm a different person. In tawallaytum, when you have authority, and tufsidu fil ard, then you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth. And then watuqatti'u arhamakum, and you sever the family ties. Surah 47 verses 22-23. Listen to what Allah says, brothers, sisters. Ulaika alladhina la'anahumullah. Allah's curse is on such people. فَأَصَمَّهُمْ, Allah Ta'ala spiritually makes them deaf. They will not want to hear the truth. وَأَعَمَا أَبْصَارَهُمْ, Allah makes them spiritually blind. Do we want that, my brothers? What prevents us? What is the obstacle, impediment? Rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encapsulated it. Al-badi'u bis-salami bari'un min al-kibr. The person who makes salam first, he is free from pride. It is only our pride, brothers. Everyone who said, Ana, Allah destroyed him. Iblis was in Jannah. He refused and defied the command of Allah. Ana khairun min, I'm better than Adam alayhi salam. Allah ta'ala expelled him, kicked him out. Never will he see Jannah again. Fir'aun, drunk with power. And we see, he even claimed divinity. Ana rabbukumul a'la. I am the supreme being. I am divinity in the form of humanity. I am God incarnate. Imagine people claim the God, Allah forbid. He told the people, enslave their mind, this water, I control it. Hadhil anharu tajri min tahti. Allah used the same water and drowned him. Third one, Namrud. In time of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, ana uhyi wa umit. What you speak of your Allah gives life and death. I give life and death. He took an innocent person and executed him. A person on death row, he pardoned him, royal pardon. He said, see, I give life and death. Almighty Allah humiliated him. So we are joining that path there, my brothers. Allah in His infinite grace and mercy is giving us this bonus of 15 nights of Shaban. So that we make the tayyari, preparation for the month of Ramadan. We cleanse ourselves internally and externally. Otherwise our position, situation is, ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. The house is burnt with the lamp in the house. We don't need enemies. If I am not prepared to speak to you, you are not prepared to speak to me, then who needs enemies? Think about it seriously. Worse than that, my brothers, the hadith in Tirmidhi. All the good deeds we are doing now, inshallah, we will do in Ramadan. We will be reciting Quran, we will be giving charity, we will be performing Taraweeh, everything. All those actions will remain in abeyance. The hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, utrukhuma. He and he, these people are not speaking. Leave their actions one side. Hatta yastaliha, till they reconcile. Rawahu Tirmidhi, Imam Tirmidhi has mentioned. The prerequisite for our actions being accepted in the court of Allah is our reconciling. We don't have to be the best friends of one another, but we have to make salam to one another. So that's point number one. So brothers, inshallah, I'm sure Maulana or one of the ulama will give you a talk tomorrow night, inshallah. That was my message to you. Fasting, we know, today, tomorrow, Sunday. If you haven't kept today, then tomorrow, Sunday. Otherwise, Sunday alone also, it's fine. Single one fast you can keep is mustahab. Next one, my brothers, is Ramadan. Everybody knows, the media will tell you, your neighbor is a non-Muslim. They may pronounce it wrong. Ramadan, with a dot. What is the meaning of Ramadan? Ramadan means tahriqu dhunub. It is the only month which Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has mentioned by name explicitly in the Noble Quran. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. To show us, my brothers, that fasting is a duty and tilawatul Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. My dear brothers, sisters, children, this is the challenge. Not me, I am just telling you. What the Master Habib Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted from you and me. Yesterday we spoke to hundreds of huffaz, alhamdulillah. Brothers, each one of us tomorrow, we can stand up with them. Your father was on his deathbed, your mother was on a deathbed, and she said, Beta, oh, my beloved son, Ya Bunayya, you must do this, you must do that. How much importance we attach to that? So imagine, brothers, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Lawadittu, I have this ardent desire, annaha fi qalbi kulli insanin min ummati, open tafsir ibn Kathir, you will find it. You, the ummah, especially those who are not hafiz, my brothers, sisters, from now, today, not tomorrow, You start by hearting, memorizing Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi. 30 verses. Every day you by heart 3, 4, 5 verses before Ramadan, you will know whole Surah. You will then realize and make a reality of the desire and aspiration of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah Yasin. The Master alayhi salatu salam said, you the Ummah, every person should by heart and memorize it. So at least have that desire, this Ramadan 2016, I will memorize these two surahs, Surah Yasin and Surah Tabarak. Make a program from now. Quickly, I'll just give you a few pointers. Sehri time, we are awake. You have to take out 15, 20 minutes for the following. 2, 3 minutes for istighfar. Allah Himself teaches us two places in the Quran. وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ Allah Ta'ala says the pious people are those who make istighfar day and night, but especially sehri time. We are awake. Take out the 3 minutes, 5 minutes. You make istighfar on this earth. Where's our brother? Brother, you got married now, mashallah. I got some message for you just now. So anyway, you must remember that when you make istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, Allah will send the rain for you. Allah will increase your wealth for you. Allah will bless you with children. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِهُ وَبَنِينَ All these are promises of Allah. Today you look at the collective, the ummah. They are suffering depression, oppression, suppression. When the ummah, the collective makes istighfar, Allah's promise, my brothers, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ Allah will not punish them as long as they make istighfar. It's a repellent against punishment and chastisement. It's a win-win situation for us, brothers. It's month of Ramadan. Create that environment in our homes. Number two, everyone, minimum. Ramadan Mubarak, I must finish the Quran Sharif at least once. Imam Shafi rahimahullah, one Ramadan, 61 times he completed the Quran Sharif. Then my brothers, during Ramadan, we must give charity. Zakat is a duty. Besides zakat, remember that, go to the poor. So many people, it's winter, they're sleeping in the street. They don't have a blanket, they don't have a jersey. The women are suffering, the children are suffering. Me and you go as a Muslim ambassador. We're not ambassadors of our country. We're ambassadors of Islam. And show our goodwill. We are not terrorists. We are the lovers of peace. And we are showing you we will go to the prison. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا Who are the abrad, the pious people? Sometimes they are feeding the miskeen and the poor and destitute. Sometimes they are feeding the yatama and the orphans. And sometimes they are feeding those who are in prison, those in captivity. So show them, yes, you made a mistake, you stole, you committed rape, whatever. But we will not judge you on that. We came, we went through the authorities, we took permission. And in that way, it's our great month. You put a smile on somebody's face. Our maid. So many things we can do. Don't overpay her or don't underpay her and overwork her. In Ramadan, show that this is our great month. Take your bonus. We don't have to wait for Christmas and New Year. Show our sincerity to deen. So brothers, make this Ramadan special. And then the greatest dua we should be making is that, Ya Allah, the day I die, make that the best day in my life. You and me should be making the dua, that is the dua Nabi alayhi salam taught us. Yusuf alayhi salatu salam was in the well. He was sold as a slave. So many trials and tribulations. Then the ruler and everything. In the ending he cries, he begs Almighty Allah. Surah 12 verse 101. Learn the duas. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, let me die a Muslim. He's a Nabi of Allah, but setting the precedent for humanity and posterity. And join me and unite me with the pious people, oh, beloved Allah. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua to teach us. اللهم اجعل خير ايامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. Ya Allah, let us die. And on that day, with a day which becomes the best day of our life, when we come to meet you, O Allah. We heard this person passed away in Makkah Mukarrama whilst performing tawaf. We heard this person passed away in Madinah Munawwara. We heard this person passed away in the masjid. This person passed away in Sajda. So that is good for them, but what will happen to us? So Allah se manwana hai. We want Allah to make decisions in our favor. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. So one, the big night, little bit about Ramadan. Third one, our brother Muhammad Raid got married now. So brother, you taking delivery tonight or lay-by business? Yaqub Munta, you the father? What is doing? Lay-by danda ke huche? Cash and carry, right. So, Yaqub Mutta said, cash and carry. So, Alhamdulillah, so cash and carry, Muhammad, you listen carefully, it's for you this now. Everybody listening and I have to pay attention to you. This is Islam. Islam taught us that when we get married, then there is adabu laylati zifaf, the etiquettes of the wedding night. So, brother Muhammad, right, what you going to do? Tonight when you meet your wife, you're alone, everything. Yaqub Mutta is very happy, his daughter is married to you, so you're going to become the imam. You're going to be imam. And your wife will stand behind you. It's a new phase in your life, in Adila, right? Adila? In Adila's life. So you want the orientation, you want direction in life. The hadith in Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba, when you get married, then you perform salat together, husband and wife. One day I perform a nikah, everything made dua, told the brother before the nikah, you must do that, I was going out, he caught my head. Say, Mufti, my surahs are very kacha, how am I make imamat? I told him, I made your nikah pakka, you tell me your surahs are kacha. So any surah you read, brother, huh? Yeah. But you in front and wife at the back, don't put wife on the side. Then you won't be praying, you'll be praying, P-R-E-I-Y. So, second one, I see, mashallah, you gave 57,000 riyal, mashallah. So, another one, little bit, you give another gift. Tell her, oh honey, take some money again. You understood? This was jewelry, I give you money now. You see? So that also is sunnah on the wedding night. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha milk. The hadith in Muslim Ahmad. Your husband, you can't be so tight. Spend on your wife and children. So remember that you do that second sunnah. Third sunnah, brother Muhammad Raid, mashallah, you see, today the biggest problem, you the people, you say, you know, Magajbo Tikpuche, he's got a short fuse. So wedding night, you're going to solve all this out. You take water, this is Adila, you sprinkle on her, read the dua in English also, it's alright. Allahumma inni asaluka khairaha wa khaira ma fiha. Ya Allah, whatever good quality she has, let us share it together. Whatever weaknesses she has, Ya Allah, save her and save me. And you sprinkle the water. She will do the same. You take off your turban and all that in front of Adila. Yeah. So she will then sprinkle for you and she will say the same. Ya Allah, this husband of mine, whatever good qualities he has, let us share it together. And weaknesses he has, so keep it away. The bodies only won't meet, the hearts will meet. When the hearts meet, then you have unity of thought. You got it, brother? I'll see you after 1 year. Maybe you see a small one. Okay, inshallah. So brothers, inshallah, that's our third one. I got 5 minutes left. I want to give you two messages. Very serious. The greatest menace, you need to understand this. I just translated the khutbah from Makkah now, before I walked in here. So from Haji Arbi's house, yeah, you'll know him at the back. The Imam of the Haram, Sheikh Salih bin Humaid, Hafizullah, mentioned the same thing. The greatest menace the Ummah is facing today are two. One is the menace of the Shias and one is the menace of the Salafis. I got 5 minutes, two minutes on each one. The Shias are not coming this year, Hajj 2016. Why are they not coming? They say, we want to have demonstrations, we want to make a procession, we want to carry placards. We go for ibadat to Baytullah, they want to come for shararat to Baytullah. So it's better, I announced it now on air, I said it's good you don't come, she asked, the imam didn't say, I'm saying. Then it's better you don't come. If your intention to come there is to desecrate the sanctity of the haram, and to cause problem to the hujjaj and the people who have spent thousands, then it's better you don't come. Brothers, I've been to Iran, let me just tell you three things. There are many CDs, cassettes of mine, you can listen to it. I don't have time now. Those of you who are sympathetic to the Shias, you need to ask yourself these three questions. They are the ones openly who swear Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. Can you ever associate with people who swear our mother, who swear the greatest companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You need to ask yourself. Their hatred is such. In a place called Kashan, wallahi al-azim, it's Jummah, I'm sitting here in this masjid. You go to a place called Kashan, not Shah of Iran, this Kafir regime of Iran, that they have placed a mazar for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar. He's the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh. The murderer of Sayyidina Umar came Fajr time, Sayyidina Umar is reading Surah Yusuf, his name is Fairuz, his kunya agnomen is Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, he comes with a dagger, he stabs Sayyidina Umar, for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar, you go and you put up a shrine and you said you did a very good thing and we will honor you. You call people like that Muslim. Think properly where we are going. Third one, I have the book and I challenge every Shia. Tawdihul Masail Khumeini has written that, you see the time now, 12:38. So now you give the lady $100, 50 rupees, 50 rain, whatever. Boy, girl are happy. So now, after one, he can enjoy himself for 1 hour. Finish. She walks that way, he walks that way. 1 hour, hit and run business and carry on. That's what they call mut'ah. They will get married to your daughters and sisters, O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Use them and then kick them and then you will speak of unity. Absolute prostitution. They promote it and women are coming in hotels here in South Africa and the people are telling their wives we're going to play golf and they go play other kind of golf. So brothers, you need to understand what menaces we are facing now. Regarding the Salaf, the Kafirs, the Shias, you can quote me wherever you want. Number two, brothers, that the Salafis, I give you three examples. 15th night of Shaban, majority of them say there's no night like that. There's no big night. I told them, Sheikh Albani, your biggest Sheikh, has said his hadith is sahih. Volume number 3 in Silsila Ahadith Sahihah. What do you say about that? Keep quiet. When a person gave talaq, 3 talaq to his wife, and he gave it, they'll say, no, it's 1 talaq. I say, Imam Bukhari brought 3 talaq, is 3. What you say about that? You say you practice Quran hadith. I'm giving you Quran hadith. Your scholars, we accept both. We accept Imam Bukhari, we accept Albani in most places as well. Third one, you must remember Taraweeh will come, and you youngsters, listen carefully. There is no such thing as 8 rakats Taraweeh and all these things. The Ummah is carrying on 20 rakats Taraweeh from time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, and the Master alayhi salam said authentic hadith in Abu Dawood ibn Majah, Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafai rashideen al-mahdiyin. You follow my way and you follow the way of my rightly guided khulafa. The people who tell you 8 rakats are rejecting this hadith. The people who tell you 1 talaq are rejecting the hadith in Bukhari. The people who tell you 15 Shaban is not a big night, they're rejecting Sahih hadith which Albani also said. Remember brothers, especially you the youth, the Salafis are a deviant group. Dhallu wa adhallu. They are Muslim, but they'll lead you astray. We must stick to our Imam. Your Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel sahab was 100% follower of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. What will you say? Were they all wrong? I ask you, what will you say? Were they all wrong? Did they not understand deen? These youngsters sitting here on the internet and all that self-styled scholars? So my message to you finally, brothers, sisters, is each one of us must realize Our deenul Islam is Quran, Sunnah, Sahaba, Awliyaullah, and the four schools. We stick within that. May Almighty Allah preserve our iman. May Almighty Allah protect us from the menace of the Shias and the Salafis. And may Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Majlul Aqsa. Allahumma barik lana fi Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. And now we wish our brother again. Barakallahu lak wa barakallahu alayk wa jama'a baynakuma fil khair. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.